You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Greetings, and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to remind you that He hears every single one of your prayers and is working tirelessly to answer them in His perfect timing. As believers, we often find ourselves in seasons of waiting, wondering if our prayers are reaching the ears of our Almighty God. But rest assured, He is not deaf to your cries, and He is not ignoring your petitions. In fact, He is intricately involved in every detail of your life, weaving together a beautiful tapestry of His grace, mercy, and love. In this powerful message, we'll explore 10 incredible ways that God is answering your prayers, even when you can't see it or feel it. Through the lens of His Word and the testimonies of those who have experienced His faithfulness firsthand, you'll discover how God is using your waiting season to strengthen your faith, deepen your trust, and prepare you for the abundant blessings He has in store. When we choose to keep praying, even in the face of unanswered prayers and seemingly impossible circumstances, we demonstrate our unwavering faith in the character and nature of our God. He is the God who promises to answer us when we call, to give us the desires of our heart when we delight ourselves in Him, and to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. So if you've been feeling discouraged in your prayer life, if you've been tempted to give up and stop believing, this video is for you. And don't forget to share this life-changing message with those in your circle who may be struggling to keep praying and believing. Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this transformative truth to even more people who need to be reminded that our God is a prayer-hearing, prayer-answering God. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to seek His face, trust in His timing, and believe in the power of your prayers. Remember, your prayers are not in vain, your waiting is not without purpose, and your God is not finished answering you yet. Keep praying, keep believing, and watch as He unfolds His perfect plan for your life, in His perfect timing, for His glory and your good. Number one, when life takes an unexpected turn, it's easy to feel lost, confused, or even abandoned. But in these moments of uncertainty, we must remember that God's plans are often beyond our understanding, and what appears to be a detour might actually be the most direct path to His divine purpose for our lives. The story of Joseph in the Bible provides a powerful illustration of this truth. When his brothers sold him into slavery, It seemed like the end of Joseph's dreams and aspirations. How could being torn from his family and forced into servitude possibly be part of God's plan? Yet as we follow Joseph's journey through hardship and triumph, we see God's hand at work in every twist and turn. Joseph's unexpected detour led him to Egypt, where he faced false accusations and imprisonment. But even in the depths of despair, God was preparing him for a greater purpose. Through his unwavering faith and the gift of interpreting dreams, Joseph rose to become second in command to Pharaoh himself. In this position, he was able to implement a strategy that saved countless lives during a severe famine, including those of his own family. This biblical account reminds us that God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts higher than our thoughts. What we perceive as obstacles or setbacks may be the very stepping stones God is using to elevate us to our destiny. Like a master chess player, he sees the entire board of our lives and moves us strategically, even when we can't comprehend the reasons behind our current circumstances. In our own lives, we may encounter similar unexpected detours. A job loss might initially feel devastating, but it could be God's way of redirecting us to a career that not only provides for our needs, but also aligns more closely with our God-given talents and passions. Perhaps you've been praying for a promotion at work, only to find yourself passed over. This disappointment might be God's way of preparing you for an opportunity in a different field or organization where your skills and leadership can have an even greater impact. Relationships, too, can be areas where God's redirection becomes evident. The end of a romantic relationship can be heart-wrenching, but it might be God's loving protection, steering you away from a partnership that would have hindered your spiritual growth. Instead, he may be guiding you towards a relationship rooted in faith, one that will strengthen your walk with him and serve as a testament to his love. Even health challenges, as difficult as they may be, can be unexpected detours that God uses for his glory. A diagnosis might lead you to reevaluate your priorities, drawing you closer to him and inspiring you to live each day with greater purpose. Your journey through illness and recovery could become a powerful testimony, encouraging others who are facing similar.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Similar trials. In all these situations, the key is to trust in God's unwavering love and perfect timing. Romans 8:28 assures us, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." This doesn't mean that every experience will be pleasant, but it does promise that God can use every circumstance, even the painful or confusing ones, to shape us and fulfill His good purposes. As we navigate life's unexpected detours, we must cultivate patience and faith. God's timeline rarely aligns with our own, and what seems like a delay to us might be His perfect preparation. Just as a farmer must wait for seeds to grow and fruit to ripen, we too must trust in the seasons of growth and change that God orchestrates in our lives. In conclusion, let us embrace the unexpected detours in our lives with hope and anticipation. God, in His infinite wisdom and love, is always working behind the scenes, weaving together a tapestry of experiences that will ultimately reveal His glory and our good. Trust in His process, lean on His promises, and watch as He transforms what appeared to be roadblocks into highways, leading to your divine destiny. Number 2. When life storms rage and the world seems to drown out our prayers, it's easy to wonder if God is listening at all. But take heart, for the Almighty hears every whisper, every cry, and every silent plea of our hearts. In the midst of chaos, God often chooses to answer not with thunderous proclamations, but with gentle whispers that require us to lean in close and listen intently. Consider the story of Elijah, a prophet who had witnessed God's power in dramatic ways. Yet when he needed guidance most, God didn't appear in the wind, earthquake, or fire. Instead, the Lord spoke in a gentle whisper, teaching us that sometimes the most profound revelations come in the quietest moments. This truth applies to our lives today. We may be searching for answers, desperately seeking direction, when suddenly a phrase in a worship song catches our attention. It's as if those words were crafted just for us, speaking directly to our situation. Or perhaps we're absent-mindedly flipping through a book when a sentence leaps off the page, illuminating our path forward. These are not mere coincidences. They are divine interventions, God's whispers in the storm. God's subtle nudges can also come through seemingly random thoughts that pop into our minds. That sudden urge to call an old friend might be the Holy Spirit prompting you to be a source of encouragement for someone in need. The unexpected idea for solving a problem at work could be God's wisdom flowing through you. These gentle promptings are often how the Lord guides us, step by step, through life's challenges. To hear these whispers, we must cultivate a heart attuned to God's voice. This requires regular time in prayer and scripture, creating space in our busy lives for silence and reflection. It's in these quiet moments that we can hear God's still, small voice most clearly. As we practice listening, we become more adept at recognizing His guidance in our daily lives. Remember, God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our expectations. Sometimes, the answer to our prayers comes long after we've stopped actively looking for it. That's why persistence in prayer is crucial. Jesus taught us to keep asking, seeking, and knocking, assuring us that our Heavenly Father delights in giving good gifts to His children. As we wait for God's whispers, it's important to remain open to unexpected answers. Sometimes, God responds through the wisdom of a friend, the kindness of a stranger, or even through our own growth and changed perspective. The Lord often uses our circumstances to shape us, molding our character to reflect Christ more clearly. In moments of doubt, recall the countless examples in Scripture of God's faithfulness. From Noah's rainbow to the parting of the Red Sea, from David's victory over Goliath to the resurrection of Jesus, our faith is built on a foundation of God's unwavering love and intervention in human history. So, dear believer, don't lose heart when your prayers seem to echo unanswered. God is working, often in ways we can't see or immediately understand. Keep your spiritual ears open, for His whisper may come at any moment. Trust in His perfect timing and infinite wisdom. Your prayers are precious to Him, and He is faithful to respond in ways that will ultimately bring about His best for your life. Let the whisper in the storm remind you of God's constant presence and care. In every challenge, every joy, and every ordinary moment, He is there speaking words of love, guidance, and hope. Listen closely, for in the gentle whispers, you'll find the strength to weather any storm and the courage to step into the destiny He has prepared for you. Number three, when we approach God in prayer, we often come with our own expectations and desires. We pour out our hearts, expressing our deepest longings and most fervent wishes, hoping for a resounding yes from our Heavenly Father. But in His infinite wisdom and boundless love, God sometimes answers with a divine no. This response, though it may initially seem disappointing or even painful, is often one of the most profound expressions of God's care for us. The Apostle Paul's experience with his thorn in the flesh serves as a powerful reminder of this truth. Paul, a man of great faith and spiritual stature, pleaded with God three times to remove this affliction. Yet, God's response was clear. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. This divine denial wasn't a rejection of Paul, but rather a protective measure and a means of cultivating deeper reliance on God's strength. God's no can shield us from paths that might lead us astray or situations that could ultimately harm us. That unanswered prayer for a relationship might be God's way of protecting you from a union that would pull you away from His purposes or hinder your spiritual growth. The job opportunity that doesn't materialize might be God closing a door that would have led you away from your true calling or placed you in an environment detrimental to your faith. Moreover, God's denials often serve to keep us humble and dependent on His grace. In our human nature, we can easily become self-reliant and prideful when everything goes our way. But when we face limitations, challenges, or unfulfilled desires, we're reminded of our need for God's strength and guidance. These moments of divine denial can deepen our faith, teaching us to trust in God's wisdom even when we don't understand His ways. It's crucial to remember that God's no is never capricious or cruel. Our Heavenly Father, in His perfect love and omniscience, sees the full tapestry of our lives, past, present, and future. He understands how each thread of experience weaves into the grand design He has for us. What may seem like a denial of our immediate desires could be God's way of preparing us for greater blessings or protecting us from unseen dangers. When we encounter God's no, it's an invitation to trust Him more deeply. It's an opportunity to surrender our will to His, acknowledging that His thoughts are higher than our thoughts and His ways higher than our ways. This surrender isn't passive resignation, but an active choice to believe in God's goodness and perfect plan for our lives. Furthermore, God's no often paves the way for a greater yes. When one door closes, it allows us to see and walk through doors we might have otherwise missed. The denial of one prayer might lead us to discover gifts, callings, or relationships that align more closely with God's purpose for our lives. It's in these moments that we can look back and thank God for the prayers He didn't answer in the way we expected. As we navigate life's journey, let's embrace even the divine denials with gratitude and faith. Let's trust that every no from God is steeped in His love, wisdom, and perfect timing. When we align our hearts with His will, accepting both His yes and His no with equal grace, we open ourselves to experience the fullness of His blessings and the depth of His love. In every answer to prayer, whether it's the one we hoped for or not, we can be assured that God is working all things together for our good and His glory. Number four, God frequently chooses to answer our prayers through a gradual process of transformation rather than instant miracles. Like a master potter carefully shaping clay on his wheel, the Lord molds and refines us over time, using everyday situations and challenges to cultivate the very virtues we seek. Consider the prayer for patience. Rather than instantly granting superhuman levels of forbearance, God may answer by placing a challenging coworker in your path. Day by day, as you interact with this difficult individual, you'll find your patience slowly growing, stretching like a muscle being exercised. What once provoked frustration now becomes an opportunity for grace. In this way, God not only answers your prayer, but also deepens your character and strengthens your faith. The same principle applies to prayers for kindness, courage, or any other spiritual fruit. God's answers often come wrapped in the ordinary moments of life, inviting us to participate actively in our own growth. A prayer for increased kindness might be answered through encounters with those in need, each interaction an opportunity to extend compassion. A plea for courage could be met with small challenges that, when faced, build our confidence and trust in the Lord. This gradual transformation reflects God's desire for us to mature spiritually. Just as a loving parent allows a child to learn and grow through experiences, our Heavenly Father guides us through a process of development. Each prayer answered in this way not only fulfills our request, but also deepens our relationship with God, teaching us to recognize His hand at work in our lives. Moreover, this approach to answering prayer aligns with the biblical principle of perseverance. Scripture tells us to consider it pure joy when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. By answering our prayers through gradual transformation, God invites us into a journey of faith where we learn to trust Him even when the answers aren't immediate or obvious. This process also cultivates gratitude and awareness. As we begin to recognize God's answers in the small, everyday moments, our eyes are open to His constant presence and activity in our lives. We learn to give thanks not just for the big miracles, but for the subtle ways He shapes us day by day. As we embrace this understanding of how God often answers prayer, we can approach our spiritual journey with renewed patience and expectation. Every challenge becomes an opportunity, every interaction a potential answer to prayer. We learn to see our lives through the lens of God's ongoing work, recognizing that He is faithful to answer, even when His methods are not what we initially expected. In this light, prayer becomes not just a request for divine intervention, but an invitation to partner with God in our own growth and the fulfillment of His purposes. We are called to remain faithful in prayer, trusting that God hears every word and is actively working, often behind the scenes, to shape us into the image of Christ. Let us therefore take heart and continue in prayer, knowing that God's answers, while sometimes gradual, are always perfect in their timing and transformative in their effect. As we yield to His shaping hands, we will find ourselves slowly but surely becoming the very answer to our own prayers, vessels of honor fit for the Master's use. Number 5. When we find ourselves in the midst of life storms, feeling isolated and adrift, it's crucial to remember that God's answers often come through the loving embrace of His church. The community of believers serves as a powerful conduit for divine intervention, manifesting God's love and care in tangible ways. Consider the moments when you've poured out your heart in prayer, seeking solace, guidance, or support during trying times. While we may anticipate a dramatic, direct response from the heavens, God frequently works through the hearts and hands of His faithful followers. That unexpected phone call from a friend, arriving just when you needed it most, might be more than mere coincidence. It could be God's answer to your fervent plea for comfort. The beauty of the church community lies in its diversity and interconnectedness. Each member brings unique gifts, experiences, and perspectives, creating a tapestry of support that can meet a wide array of needs. When you're struggling financially, a fellow believer might feel inexplicably compelled to share their resources. When you're grappling with doubt, a wise elder's words of encouragement could provide the spiritual nourishment you've been craving. Small groups within the church often become powerful vessels of God's love and provision. These intimate gatherings foster deep relationships, creating safe spaces where vulnerabilities can be shared and burdens carried collectively. When you voice a prayer request in such a setting, you're not just speaking into the void. You're activating a network of compassionate hearts ready to rally around you in practical and spiritual support. The Apostle Paul beautifully describes the church as the body of Christ, with each member playing a vital role. This metaphor takes on new depth when we consider how God uses this body to answer prayers. Your petition for wisdom might be addressed through a timely sermon or a heartfelt conversation with a mature believer. Your cry for healing could be met through the church's prayer ministry or the skillful hands of a Christian healthcare professional within the congregation. Staying connected to a faith community is therefore not just a nice addition to our spiritual lives. It's essential for experiencing the fullness of God's provision and answers to prayer. Regular attendance, active participation, and genuine investment in relationships within the church create a fertile ground for miracles to unfold. As we serve one another, we become living testimonies to God's faithfulness and vessels through which His love flows. This communal aspect of answered prayer also serves as a powerful reminder of our interdependence as believers. We're not meant to walk this faith journey alone. By allowing others to be the answer to our prayers, we practice humility and vulnerability. Conversely, when we step out in faith to meet the needs of our brothers and sisters, we participate in God's divine work, becoming the very answer someone else has been earnestly seeking. The church's embrace in times of need also reflects the character of our compassionate God. Just as a loving parent might enlist the help of siblings to care for a hurting child, our Heavenly Father often mobilizes His family to surround us with love, support, and practical assistance. This not only meets our immediate needs, but also strengthens the bonds of fellowship within the body of Christ. As we navigate life's challenges, let us remain open to recognizing God's answers through the community of faith. A timely word of encouragement, a helping hand in a crisis, or the silent presence of a friend during grief, all these can be profound manifestations of God's response to our deepest prayers. By staying connected and actively engaged in our faith communities, we position ourselves to both receive and become the answers to prayers, participating in the beautiful dance of divine provision and human compassion that characterizes the body of Christ. Number 6. When life's storms rage and our hearts are heavy with worry, it's crucial to remember that our Heavenly Father is always listening. Every whispered plea, every tear-stained prayer, and every silent cry of the heart reaches His ears. In times of turmoil, when the world seems to be crumbling around us, God's answer often comes in the form of a supernatural peace that defies all human logic and understanding. This divine peace, as described in Philippians 4:7, is not just a temporary relief, but a profound answer to our prayers for guidance and comfort. It's a calm assurance that settles deep within our souls, even when our external circumstances haven't changed. This peace is God's way of saying, "I am here, I am in control, and I have not forgotten you." Imagine standing in the eye of a hurricane, where all is calm while chaos swirls around you. This is the kind of peace God offers, a stillness that anchors us amidst life's turbulent waters. It's the quiet confidence that fills our hearts when facing difficult decisions, giving us the strength to move forward even when the path ahead is unclear. This inner peace is not merely the absence of conflict, but the presence of something far greater, the comforting embrace of our loving Father. It's a peace that doesn't depend on our circumstances improving or our problems disappearing. Instead, it's a deep-seated tranquility that comes from knowing we are held securely in God's hands, regardless of what we face. When we pray for guidance, sometimes God's answer comes not as a thunderous voice or a dramatic sign, but as this gentle peace settling over our troubled minds. It's in these moments that we can truly experience the power of faith, believing without seeing, trusting without understanding. This peace often arrives unexpectedly, like a soft breeze on a sweltering day. It might come while we're reading scripture, during a moment of quiet reflection, or even in the midst of our daily tasks. Suddenly, we find our anxieties melting away, replaced by a serene confidence that God is working all things for our good, as promised in Romans 8:28. It's important to understand that this peace doesn't mean our problems instantly vanish. Rather, it gives us the strength and clarity to face our challenges with renewed vigor and hope. It's a reminder that we're not alone in our struggles, that the God of the universe is intimately involved in every detail of our lives. This divine peace also serves as a testimony to others. When those around us see us maintaining calm and composure in the face of adversity, it's a powerful witness to the reality of God's presence and care. Our peaceful demeanor in trying times can draw others to the source of our strength, Jesus Christ. As we experience this supernatural peace, we're reminded of Jesus' words in John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. This peace is not fleeting like worldly comfort, but enduring and life-changing. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when you find yourself overwhelmed by life's challenges, keep praying. Pour out your heart to God, knowing that He hears every word. And then be still and open your heart to receive His peace. It may not come in the way you expect, but it will come. For our God is faithful, and His peace is a testament to His unfailing love and care for us. Number 7. When we find ourselves in seasons of waiting, it's essential to remember that God's timing is perfect, even if it doesn't match our expectations. The providential timing of our Lord works in mysterious ways, often beyond our understanding, but always for our ultimate good. Consider the Israelites, who endured 400 years of slavery in Egypt before God delivered them through Moses. This long period of waiting wasn't a sign of God's indifference or forgetfulness, but rather a time of preparation for a greater purpose. In our own lives, we may face similar periods of waiting. That job opportunity you've been praying for, the healing you've been seeking, or the relationship you've been hoping to mend. God hears every single prayer. He's not ignoring your pleas. Instead, He's orchestrating events and circumstances to bring about the best possible outcome. Sometimes God's delays are actually divine protections. That missed opportunity you've been lamenting might have led you down a path not aligned with God's best for you. The unanswered prayer for a specific relationship might be because God has someone better in mind, someone who will encourage your faith and help you grow spiritually. Moreover, God's timing often considers not just our individual lives, but the broader tapestry of His plan. Your breakthrough might be delayed because it needs to coincide with someone else's journey, creating a powerful testimony that will impact many lives. Like a master weaver, God is intertwining countless threads to create a beautiful masterpiece, and your thread is an integral part of that design. During these waiting periods, it's crucial to remain faithful and continue seeking God. Use this time to deepen your relationship with Him, to study His Word, and to prepare yourself for the blessings to come. Remember, even Jesus waited 30 years before beginning His public ministry. This time wasn't wasted. It was preparation for the world-changing mission that lay ahead. God's timing also allows for the development of our faith. As we wait, we learn to trust Him more deeply, to rely on His strength rather than our own. This growth in faith is often more valuable than the answer to the prayer itself. It equips us to handle the blessings God has in store and to remain steadfast in future trials. In moments of doubt, recall the words of Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This reminder helps us trust in God's superior wisdom and timing. So, take heart, dear believer. Your prayers are not falling on deaf ears. God is working behind the scenes, aligning circumstances, preparing hearts, including your own, and setting the stage for a grand reveal of His glory through your life. Continue to pray fervently, wait patiently, and watch expectantly. The God who parted the Red Sea, who brought down the walls of Jericho, and who raised Jesus from the dead is the same God who hears your prayers today. His timing is perfect, His love is unfailing, and His plans for you are good. Trust in His providential timing, for at the appointed hour, you will see the manifestation of His promises in your life. Number 8. When we earnestly seek God through prayer, we often hope for immediate answers or clear signs. However, the Lord, in His infinite wisdom, sometimes chooses to answer our prayers by guiding us through a spiritual growth spurt. This journey may not always be easy, but it is undoubtedly transformative and essential for our faith. The path of spiritual growth often begins with a heartfelt prayer for stronger faith, deeper understanding, or a closer relationship with God. Little do we know that the answer to this prayer might come in the form of challenges and trials that push us beyond our comfort zones. These difficulties are not punishments, but rather opportunities crafted by our loving Father to strengthen our spiritual muscles. As we navigate through these testing times, we may find ourselves questioning God's presence or His plan. Yet, it is precisely in these moments of uncertainty that our faith has the potential to flourish. Each obstacle we face becomes a chance to trust God more deeply, to lean on His promises, and to experience His faithfulness firsthand. Consider the story of Joseph in the Bible. His journey from favored son to slave, from prisoner to second in command of Egypt, was filled with hardships. Each step of the way, Joseph's faith was tested and refined. Through his trials, he developed patience, forgiveness, and an unwavering trust in God's plan. His spiritual growth spurt, though painful, prepared him for the great purpose God had in store for him. Similarly, our own spiritual growth spurts might involve periods of waiting, moments of doubt, or seasons of difficulty. We might face financial struggles, health issues, relationship challenges, or professional setbacks. In these times, we're called to dig deeper into God's Word, to spend more time in prayer, and to rely on the support of our faith community. As we persevere through these trials, we begin to notice subtle changes in our spiritual lives. Our prayer life becomes more intimate and authentic. We develop a hunger for God's Word, finding comfort and guidance in Scripture that we might have overlooked before. Our worship becomes more heartfelt as we learn to praise God, not just in good times, but in all circumstances. The beautiful thing about spiritual growth spurts is that they often result in breakthroughs. Just when we feel we can't endure any longer, we experience a moment of clarity, a surge of peace, or an unexpected blessing that reminds us of God's presence and care. These breakthroughs serve as milestones in our faith journey, points we can look back on to remind ourselves of God's faithfulness. In conclusion, while we may pray for stronger faith, God often answers by providing opportunities for that faith to grow. These spiritual growth spurts, though challenging, are invaluable parts of our Christian walk. They shape our character, deepen our relationship with God, and prepare us for the purposes He has for our lives. So, let us embrace these seasons of growth, knowing that God is working in and through us, molding us into the image of Christ, and equipping us to fulfill our calling in His kingdom. Number 9. When we speak of God's miraculous provision, we're delving into the heart of His boundless love and care for His children. Yes, God still performs miracles. In our modern world, where science and technology seem to explain everything, it's easy to forget that the Creator of the universe is still actively involved in our lives. But make no mistake, He is, and His power knows no limits. Consider the countless testimonies of believers who've experienced God's supernatural intervention in their darkest hours. These aren't just stories from ancient times or far-off lands. They're happening right here, right now, in our communities, and even in our own lives. God's miracles come in many forms, often when we least expect them, but need them most. Sometimes, His provision manifests as an unexpected financial blessing. Picture a family on the brink of eviction, having exhausted all options, crying out to God in desperation. Then, out of nowhere, a check arrives in the mail, perhaps from a long-forgotten debt or an anonymous donor. This isn't mere coincidence. It's God moving mountains to care for His own. Other times, God's miraculous answer comes in the form of physical healing. Doctors may have given up hope, declaring a condition incurable. But then, against all odds and medical explanations, the illness vanishes. These aren't just isolated incidents. They're powerful reminders that our God is the great physician, capable of restoring health where human efforts fall short. God's miracles aren't limited to money or health. They can manifest in relationships restored, addictions broken, or protection granted in dangerous situations. Each miracle, big or small, serves as a testament to God's love and His desire to be intimately involved in our lives. But why does God choose to answer some prayers with miracles and others differently? This is where faith comes into play. We must trust that God's wisdom far surpasses our understanding. His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. Sometimes what we perceive as unanswered prayer is actually God working behind the scenes, preparing something even greater than we could have imagined. It's crucial to remember that God's miraculous provision isn't just about solving our immediate problems. These divine interventions serve a greater purpose: to strengthen our faith, to draw us closer to Him, and to glorify His name. When we experience a miracle, it's not just for our benefit, but also to be a testimony to others of God's power and love. As believers, we're called to live with expectant faith, always ready to witness God's miraculous work. This doesn't mean we sit idly by, waiting for God to magically solve all our problems. Rather, we're to actively seek His will, pray fervently, and trust Him completely, even when the answers don't come in the way or timing we expect. Let's be encouraged that our God is not distant or uninvolved. He's a loving Father who delights in caring for His children. His miracles aren't relics of the past. They're vibrant realities in our present. So keep praying, keep believing, and keep your eyes open to the wonders God is working all around you. For in His perfect time and in His perfect way, He will provide, often in ways that leave us in awe of His power and love. Number 10. When we approach God in prayer, we often come with specific requests, hopes, and desires. We may be seeking solutions to problems, relief from suffering, or guidance for important decisions. However, one of the most powerful and transformative ways God answers our prayers is not always through immediate, tangible changes in our circumstances, but through a profound reshaping of our hearts and minds. The heart's transformation is a process that unfolds gradually, often imperceptibly at first. As we continue to bring our concerns before God, pouring out our thoughts and emotions, something remarkable begins to happen. Our perspective starts to shift, our priorities realign, and our understanding deepens. This inner work is the quiet, steady hand of God molding us into the image of Christ. Consider a situation where you've been praying for a difficult relationship to improve. You may have been asking God to change the other person or to remove them from your life entirely. But as you persist in prayer, you might find that instead of altering the external circumstances, God begins to soften your heart. Where there was once bitterness, you may discover a wellspring of compassion. The grudges you've held on to start to loosen their grip, and you begin to see the other person through God's eyes, as a fellow human being, flawed and in need of grace, just like yourself. Or perhaps you've been praying for a change in your financial situation, asking for abundance or relief from debt. As you continue to bring this need before God, you might find that rather than a sudden windfall, God grants you a spirit of contentment. The envy you once felt towards others' prosperity begins to fade, replaced by gratitude for what you do have. You start to recognize the richness of your life in non-material ways, in relationships, in purpose, in spiritual growth. This inner transformation is often more profound and far-reaching than any external change could be. It's not just about solving a temporary problem. It's about equipping us for a lifetime of challenges and opportunities. When God changes our hearts, He's not just addressing the symptom. He's treating the root cause of our discontent, our fears, and our limited understanding. The beauty of this process is that it aligns us more closely with God's will and perspective. As our hearts are transformed, we begin to pray differently. Our requests become less self-centered and more focused on God's kingdom and His purposes. We start to desire what God desires for us, which is ultimately our growth in Christ-likeness and our participation in His redemptive work in the world. This transformation doesn't happen overnight. It requires patience, persistence in prayer, and a willingness to be changed. There may be moments of resistance when we cling to our old ways of thinking and feeling, but as we surrender ourselves to God's work in us, we experience a deepening peace and joy that transcends our circumstances. The Apostle Paul speaks of this process in Romans 12:2, urging us to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This renewal is not just an intellectual exercise. It's a holistic change that affects our emotions, our will, and our actions. As our minds are renewed, our hearts are reshaped, and our lives begin to reflect more of God's character. So, as you continue to pray, remain open to the work God wants to do within you. Trust that even when you don't see immediate changes in your situation, God is faithfully answering your prayers by transforming your heart. This inner work will equip you not just for the specific challenge you're facing now, but for a lifetime of growth, service, and intimacy with God. Remember, the ultimate goal of prayer is not to bend God's will to ours, but to align our will with His. As we allow Him to change our hearts, we find that our prayers become more powerful, our faith more robust, and our lives more abundantly filled with His presence and purpose. Almighty and everlasting God, we come before You today with hearts full of gratitude and faith, knowing that You are the God who hears every prayer and answers in Your perfect time. We thank You for the assurance that no matter what challenges or trials we face, we can always turn to You in prayer, knowing that You are listening intently to every word we utter and every cry of our hearts. We find comfort in the knowledge that You are not a distant God, but a loving Father who is deeply interested in every aspect of our lives. We acknowledge that Your ways are higher than our ways, and Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We trust in Your infinite wisdom and understand that Your timing is always perfect, even when we may not comprehend it. We know that You are working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of our lives according to Your divine plan. When we feel overwhelmed by the cares of this world, we cling to Your promise that You will never leave us nor forsake us. We find strength in the knowledge that You are with us always, even to the end of the age. We believe that You hear our prayers, whether they are spoken aloud or whispered in the depths of our hearts. We pray for the patience and perseverance to wait upon You, knowing that You will answer our prayers in Your appointed time. We trust that You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. We rest in the assurance that You are working all things together for our good and for Your glory. We thank You for the gift of prayer, which allows us to commune with You at any time and in any place. We are grateful for the privilege of being able to bring our joys, sorrows, fears, and hopes before Your throne of grace, knowing that You will hear and answer us according to Your perfect will. May we never cease to pray, even when the answers seem delayed or different from what we expected. May we trust in Your faithfulness and goodness, knowing that You are the God who hears every prayer and answers in Your time. We pray all these things in the precious name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray with faith and confidence, knowing that You are our loving and compassionate Father. Amen. Dear friends, as we come to the end of this message, I want to remind you that God hears every prayer you offer and is working tirelessly to answer them in His perfect timing. Sometimes it may feel like your prayers are going unanswered and you may grow weary in waiting, but I want to encourage you to keep praying, keep believing, and keep trusting in God's faithfulness. Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He sees the big picture and knows exactly what you need and when you need it. His timing is always perfect, even when it doesn't align with our own desires or expectations. As you continue to pray, know that God is not only hearing your prayers, but also using them to shape your heart, strengthen your faith, and draw you closer to Him. He is refining you in the waiting, teaching you to trust Him more deeply, and preparing you for the incredible blessings He has in store. And when the answer to your prayer finally comes, it will be far greater than anything you could have imagined. God's answers are always exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, and they are always given with your ultimate good and His glory in mind. So don't grow weary in praying, my friend. Keep lifting your request to the Father, knowing that He hears every word and is working behind the scenes to bring about His perfect will for your life. Trust that God is faithful, that His love for you is unfailing, and that He will answer your prayers in His perfect way and in His perfect timing. And as you wait, may you find peace, joy, and strength in His presence, knowing that He is with you every step of the way. Remember, no prayer is too small or too big for our God to handle. He is the God of the impossible, the God who makes a way where there seems to be no way. So, keep praying, keep believing, and keep holding fast to the promise that God hears every prayer and will answer in His time. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to seek His face and trust in His perfect plan for your life. Know that He loves you deeply, hears your every prayer, and is working all things together for your good and His glory.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.